the recording of September 27, 2018, regular Board of Directors meeting to convene at 5 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska. It is 5:02 on the 27th of September. We join you for the February. Director Henderson, Director Hollis, Director Morris, Director Crawford, Director Reed, and myself. And Stuart, Director Parks will be joining us, I think, in a few minutes. And we'll have a full house then. Did we have a safety
limit?
Sorry. Come on up here and talk about falls. You keep talking to us about falls.
Like we're old people.
Like we're old.
All right, I did not pick this topic because anyone's old. It's because we're all equally at risk of slips, trips, and falls. So if I look at this pictogram, I'll just speak from my own experience. I have done two of these. I've slipped. I bet you a lot of people have slipped on something in their life. I have tripped before. I have not fallen off a ladder. Thank heavens. Now, why do I say that? Falling off a ladder is a bad deal. I think a lot of us probably know someone that they know of that has fallen off a ladder and has been very seriously hurt. So let's get to the next page. It looks like having control here, so I can hit that. So some facts. You know, we always start with 25,000 slips, trips, and falls occur daily, so that's just a number to say, holy moly, this stuff happens a lot. Emergency room people probably know this. They see a lot of people that are injured by slips, trips, and falls. It's the number two leading cause of injury. What makes you wonder, well, gee, I wonder what might be the leading cause of injury, and that is overexertion. So people having soft tissue injuries and stuff like that. But slips, trips, and falls is right behind that. 70% happen on a level walking surface. So it's not like you're walking along something really crazy. I mean, it's just a regular floor. And a lot of those just happen on that. So I was on vacation in upstate New York, and my mother is 82 years old. And so I was hanging out with her for a week, and what do you think I was worried about? I didn't want my mom to fall. So look at that fact. 54% of adults with older parents worry about them falling, which makes me wonder, what are the other 46% thinking they're not worried about it? Well, maybe it means that they've done the safety survey of the house and have taken care of everything. So at my mom's house, I says, hey, you probably need to level that sidewalk so you don't fall and break their hips. So certainly as I walked around my mom's house, I was helping her identify these slip, trips, and fall issues so that would not happen to her. So let's go to causation. So we got a whole bunch of causes up there. Number one, 54% human factors. So that kind of tells me we're in control of our own destiny. Yeah, we can blame this on housekeeping. A lot of people fall because of housekeeping, tripping. When I was in my refinery days, we really beat that housekeeping drum to make sure people weren't tripping on extension cords, wet and slippery surfaces, human factors. You know, a lot of people slip, trip, and fall because they're on their smartphone, whatnot, and run into something. Now, when I was a kid, I was running from the boogeyman. I would go down to the dog coop and give it water, and it was dark out at night, and I was afraid of the boogeyman. I admit this. And I was running, and I ran over a giant log and slammed my face and got 5 stitches. And so I think that's an example of a human factor. I certainly didn't tell my dad I was afraid of the boogeyman, so I blamed it on his housekeeping and told him to be a little bit better at that stuff. So if we go over to slips, one of the things, inappropriate footwear for the surface. Who here has ever been guilty of wearing the wrong shoes for the climate? So my favorite pair of shoes have leather soles, so guess what usually happens to me when I attempt to walk around Anchorage is I fall. face, so I should wear a really cool pair of Anchorage boots that has better traction. So I take my favorite pair of shoes and I put them aside so I don't have that happen again. So inappropriate footwear, slippery surfaces, trips, I think we get that. Always looking for things that we could fall on, obstructions, wrinkled carpet, uneven working surfaces. And so if we get to the what can I do, a lot of these things make sense. I'll just point out a few of those. Stairs. You know, when I was like in my 20s, I don't think I ever used a handrail. I don't know why. I just didn't think of it. But at age 55, every handrail I see, I grab it because I don't want to be the person that stumbles down the stairs and breaks my leg. There's too many sports I like to do. So I don't know about you guys, but, man, a handrail there is a lifesaver, and I always grab that thing. We make available traction devices in wintertime. A lot of us are really good about slipping those things on as we venture out from Chugach in the parking lot. Always check your work areas to make sure you don't fall on stuff and whatnot. So, again, I think everyone is vulnerable to slip, trips, and falls, so this is a safety topic that should matter to all of us regardless of our age. Questions or comments before I turn it back to the chair?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Right. We are going to move on to approval of the agenda. Suffice it to say, we have what could be a very long agenda for the evening. I am going to try to manage it very tightly.
That's good.
Second. Any discussion on the agenda? I think we've tried to order it and put things in priority so it's not too late in the evening.
I need to leave here by 10. Okay.
I will guarantee you, you will be out of here by 10, because I don't think that there's a lot of productive things that go on after about the 9 o'clock hour. So, I'm going to put a drop-dead timeline on it, and I'd like to be finished and wrapped up, I think, 4 hours up to 9 o'clock is a lot, but my drop dead is 9:30. That's just, frankly, 9:30 is my bedtime, so it's going to be hard for me to manage a meeting past that. So we'll have to do what we can do to get that done. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none, I call for approval. Approval of the agenda. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Hearing none, the agenda is approved unanimously. I do see a visitor in the audience. Did you want to address the board? Do you have any member comments? Okay. Thank you. Move on to item number 4, which is the consent agenda. There's 2 things on there, the board calendar, which is pretty full, training and conferences that's coming up. So if you're interested in winter school, please let Connie or Arden, those who need to know, know if you're looking to sign up for that. Lee Minnis and Director of Census is there. A motion for approval of the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Seeing none, hearing none, all those in favor of approval of the consent agenda say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the consent agenda is approved. All right, we're going to move on to CEO reports and correspondence and lead. Ask you if there's anything you feel like you need to.
Madam Chair, I think things are pretty well identified in the 3 items under the financials, the rail belt bill comparison, and member appreciation day we talked about before. So unless there's any questions of the board, I think those are for information purposes.
Does the board have anything that they want to talk about on those 3 items, financials, rail belt comparison, or member association? Does
day, which is coming up October 5th. I always just like to ask Sherry if we're doing okay, if there's anything I need to worry about.
Well, as you can see, for July, we're holding our own. We did make up, as we were talking about, so we have been actively managing expenses while sales are down. We have had some nice weather, so we're going to be challenged as we move forward in August and September, but we still are actively managing it, and we still hope to come in with some positive results. So, but just to let you know, we continue to manage the expenses and the sales.
I always ask the same questions, too. So it looked like we were down maybe 2.5%.
2.4.
And we're attributing that to weather still for now. And can I ask for an update again on the study?
Yes, we did get a draft report, and we gave it back to them to make changes to it. And it was going to be on the agenda for tonight, and then it was postponed for next month.
Well, I'm really happy. On the agenda tonight. Other questions from other directors? Any other items? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to director reports. And again, because we're going to try to save some time for all the good stuff we have to talk about.
I on the page 4 or 5 on the electric utility comparison. Quarter 18, I had a question. I know it is obvious. Oh, yeah. I have to read my own writing here. Question, why? MLP, their base rate is 106. Excuse me. I got to figure this thing out. Why is there such a divergence between their base rate and their fuel and purchase power numbers than everybody else's? Theirs is nominal. The fuel purchase power is 12 on a 600 kilowatt basis monthly. I believe that's how that thing is read. Yes. Their fuel purchase power was $12, and but their base rate was 106. Ours was 81, as opposed to 41. Any
Does that make sense? I mean, it's like a divergence.
I think the big reason is that MLP has, you know, a majority of the BRU gas field, and their costs are very low for producing energy, producing gas out of the field, because a lot of it was paid for by prior ownership. So that's probably the big reason. They also have had a lot of economy energy sales in this past year to Golden Valley, and those sales are credited back towards their fuel and purchase power adjustment. So that also lowers it. I think what you've seen is you saw actually a big increase in this last quarter. Their costs went up, and I think you'll see those go up again. But the big difference is in the BRU and then also the economy energy sales net back to overall cost.
Okay, yeah, I'm having the BRU thing, but I forgot the economy sales. I know it is obvious, but please, that was my comment.
Is that because of the Healy 2?
Yeah, because they were purchasing in the neighborhood of, on an annual basis, about 400,000 megawatt hours, and now that Healy 2 is on, I think we're down to probably closer to 100,000 megawatt hours, so we're buying a lot less from MLT.
Okay, any other questions? Okay. And we will move on to item number 6, director reports. And I'd like to ask, I'm going to have a few reports tonight. If you can keep it to, you know, 5 minutes or less per director report, and other meeting reports would be helpful. So, our pick.
So, Harry, you want to go or?
You go ahead.
Okay.
So, think of something that you didn't have.
We did meet with Arctech, and it was primarily on, you know, the RRC effort, and almost all the utilities now have approved the RRC.
So the real focus right now is trying to get that implemented. And so there's been some different opinions on how best to do that, but at this last meeting we agreed with a proposal that Corey with Golden Valley made, and we put Mr. Hickey in charge of kind of the implementation committee. And so along with Brian, the attorney from Golden Valley is going to take on the legal aspects, and then the Giulietti with HEA or MEA is going to take care of kind of notification, trying to get stakeholders to the table. So I think the biggest thing right now is getting the organization formed and then doing some draft bylaws, articles of incorporation, code of conducts, those types of things, and then making sure that we get all the stakeholders to the table and get this governance body start to put together. And then we can make the filing with the commission to let them know where we're at. But I think until we get the stakeholders as part of this group, we won't be successful in getting anything moved to the commission.
And we are going to have some discussion on that in the executive session?
I think Brian will probably touch on that a bit.
Okay. Anything else on ARCIC? Did you have anything to add?
Well, I was just going to bring up the RCA meeting yesterday and how the commissioners seemed to me like they were trying to light a fire under us sure that we had a stakeholder-driven board over the RRC.
Okay. Jim?
Well, the other thing that one of the board members was probably not necessarily totally in line with reality, was that he felt that there was a lot of foot dragging, and there probably was, but as a matter of fact, ARCIC had got everybody at the table. They all agreed to the process. Six of them signed on with the RRC project, so I'm pleased, even though it's been long and arduous, and one has to remember when the thing started about 8 years ago, that some of the people wouldn't even show up at the meeting. So I know it's been long and arduous, and people have been distressed, but Lee, and Brian, and Corey, and I won't say Joe, but. But Tony have pushed us along and got it there, so I think there's some, it should be complimented.
Okay, anything else?
I just want to ask my age-old question again. As I read this memo from Corey, it says that all the utilities have agreed on the MOU, and it did seem to me that before there was a little bit of difference in the resolutions that were passed by the utilities. But, you know, more importantly, it says in this, in his memo that all the implementation team is going to develop a budget and allocate costs as per the MOU. So I went back and found the MOU, and the MOU says we're going to allocate costs per some procedure to be developed in the future. And, you know, that's my thing that I'm very worried about. So I just want to make sure there isn't an agreement how the costs are going to be allocated. Is that correct?
I would say there's nothing in writing. Generally, we all sort of come to load ratio share. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we'll end up. I mean, but there is nothing in writing at this point in time. There is
and
no
then way. How will it be? How will decisions be made?
It's a one individual, mm-hmm. one vote.
And Susan, you're right. There's been a disproportionate funding historically in ARCIC. It's troubling. I hope that they wrestle that back some equitable.
Yeah, I would say it wasn't. It's not my understanding that I've approved an agreement that would require a person, an entity, to contribute with no, you know, with other people making a decision about how much money that person was going to spend. It just that's a recipe for a disaster.
And I think the other thing, the MOU does call for 10% to be paid for by the independent board members. And that, again, hasn't been agreed to by them, so I think it's flexible that was the concept, at least having them pay at least
guess we'll see that back again sometime.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. All right. Next up is REAP. Do you have
I'll just say that we are a sponsor on their upcoming speaker series. You received a flyer last board meeting about those. They are relevant to Chugach. I would encourage you to attend and check it out, especially since we put sponsorship money in, see what you think. And they're also on the board calendar. And then I will also report that the Audit and Finance Committee has not met in between the board meetings, so there's nothing else to report there.
Okay. How about operations?
On the operations committee, since the last board meeting, last regular board meeting, we did have an operations committee meeting on September 13th, and we also had a bi-weekly update with Lee, Bettina and I did, on the 21st, last Friday. And in general, we've been discussing the IMO, the deal, the communications plans, and those things, and I think this evening in the executive session, we'll discuss that in more detail.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else to add on that? Well, governance.
We did meet finally. Had a good meeting, good productive meeting. I don't have a report yet, but I also report that Bettina and I attended another governance training session yesterday and heard again that board self-assessment is a really key tool that governance trainers think is important. And we haven't done a board self-assessment for quite a few years, so I think that has to be something that we come back with from the governance committee.
Any other questions on that? So are you going to do a write-up or something on what you guys okay, talked about or what we'll you're working on and
yeah, I have my notes someplace, but I haven't written them up.
Okay. Other board committees, I just wanted to mention that at our special board meeting on Monday night, we did appoint a new committee for renewing the CEO contract, and so I'd like to get that up first meeting on the calendar up to you as soon as and so I'll try to get that worked out tomorrow or whatever. And that was Susan, myself, Harry, and right? Okay. All right, so we'll get that out. So how about other meeting reports? Anybody have any comments on the conference that we just attended?
Yeah, I did want to really commend one of your employees, Sean Scaling. I think he did a phenomenal job in representing the co-op in the electric vehicle discussion panel.
I'll just make a comment. It's funny. I had my granddaughter there at the reception, and I wandered over, and there was Stuart, the first person I saw that I knew. So I walked up, and there's this nice-looking man there, and other than Stuart, of course, another nice man. And I just sort of started to chit-chat with him, and I said, well, what do you do? He said, I'm the CEO of Cobank. I said, oh, well, thanks for the free drink. So he should have warned me.
Well, and the wife of the president of NRECA was there, and
table. I thought the training was good that we attended.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I would just say, a thanks to the co-op, because I feel like that member, the director of education that you support for us is really valuable and provides me a lot of, tools to do a better job and to really feel confident. So I appreciate that the co-op supports.
I would second that. I thought the education was very good. The instructor that we had was exceptional.
Okay, anything else on that? All right, other meeting reports? Seeing none,
All right, we will go on to unfinished business. So, Tyler, we left the strategic planning retreat, right? With a little bit of unfinished business. You presented to us the 2018 salary plan revision.
Correct.
Everybody remembers that. And we have an
opinion
on that. So just want to give us, like, hopefully everybody remembers it, and just give us a, like, synopsis of it. And
sure, real quick. So this is based on a salary survey that we do annually as required by your board policies. And so we are asking you to update the plan, which is not updating the salaries. It's updating the plan that we use truly to administer the salary program, consistent with the, I'm on slide six, with the consultant's recommendation, which will do three basic things. One, it'll have an average increase in the plan of about 8.41%. So that'll be our new plan going forward. Of course, we will do another study next year and have a discussion about what to do around updating next year. The other thing that you all often ask me about is, will there be any immediate pay increases? For the majority of folks, no, but in part of keeping the plan, maintaining its credibility of the salary program and the plan, when we go quite a bit between updates, we have some people who were either newly promoted or they were at the bottom of the plan for some other reason, and they will fall out. We like to maintain the integrity of the plan by making sure we adjust their pay properly so they're within the plan. And our estimate on that is that's going to cost us approximately $30,000. That's what you see on slide six. So with that, if there are any new questions or any old questions, or there's my 3.5 minute update.
Okay. Tyler, can you remind us when the last survey was?
The last update was in 2014 based on 2013 data. There's always a considerable lag in the data. Remember, we use a basket of surveys that are both national, regional, and state.
So is there a survey done every year?
Correct.
And so between 2014 and now, there were no adjustments?
Correct. Yeah. That's why you see, I wouldn't call 8.4 super huge, but obviously, if you have those incremental adjustments on an annual basis, they're usually a lot smaller than nearly 8.5%.
Yeah. So that was 1 year.
Right. We just didn't take action on it. You know, for a couple of years, it got kind of pushed because we talked about, you know, salaries and benefits being a package, you know, an overall package, and we had other things going on, and so it just didn't get brought forward, and we tabled it a couple times. So.
That's
good. So I'll move that the Board of Directors approve the 2018 salary plan revision as the basis for the non-bargaining unit salary plan administration, essentially the same as discussed in executive session at the August 29, 2018 regular Board of Directors meeting.
Second. Okay,
is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, we are going to move on to item number 8, new business, and we've got, we're going to hear about Quartz Creek project.
Andrew Laughlin is
manager of transmission special projects, substation projects. He's managing the project to rebuild the Quartz Creek line from Hope to Summit, and I'll let him go over the steel bids that are in for the towers. A little update.
Okay. So in August, we put a RFP out for some steel structures for the rebuild, and in September, we received results back on the RFP. We received five bids. We determined two of them to be non-responsive bids and selected a responsive bidder, and it was Western Utility Telecom for $1.2 million. And I wonder about the non-responsive bidders. We had some that didn't meet the requirements of the document that we put out. One of them did not provide the right structure type and did not include freight for delivery to Alaska. And then the other one didn't meet our project schedule.
So was this the lowest bidder of the other responsive bids?
Yes, this was the lowest responsive bidder. There were three that were responsive, and this was the lowest of the three.
What was the spread between the low and the second low?
The low and the second low of the responsive?
Spread between the low bidder and the second low.
Okay, so the lowest bidder was $877,000. The second low was $1.1 million. And then Western Utility was $1.2 million.
But of the response
of the
bid.
The response. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
Okay, so the next responsive bidder was $1.69 million. And then the high bid was 1.79. It's quite a spread, a lot more than we anticipated.
That is for steel supply only?
Yeah, for the steel structures for the rebuild. Yeah.
Slip together towers.
Yep.
Do you have any concerns?
About the lowest responsive bidder? No, we do not have any concerns about their bid. It was well put together bid. They met all the requirements. They had all the required documentation and provided calculations, so we were able to verify that their calculated their bid was where it should have been. There weren't any concerns with the structures that submitted.
And we're familiar with Western Utility Telecom. We yep. use them.
Yeah, we have. We've used them on two other projects on Powerline Pass and the last rebuild we did in, a few years ago.
Tim, did you have a question?
That was my question.
Oh,
okay. No.
Okay. Any other questions from Mr. Nelson? Okay. Is there a motion?
I move that the Board of Directors approve the resolution authorizing the Chief Executive Officer to execute a contract with Western Utility Telecom for the purchase of steel structures, in quotes, to be used on the 115 kV transmission line rebuild project between Hope Substation and Summit Lake Substation, end quote, in the amount not to exceed $1,203,464.00.
Second. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, I think we are ready to go into executive session. Is there a motion going into executive session?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10-25-175-C1-3, that the Board of Directors go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters being acknowledged, which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2, discuss with its attorneys legal matters being acknowledged, of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative. Is there a second?
Okay.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we are now in executive session. Session. And we are going to go.
Yeah, you can open them back up.
Yeah,
now.
You can open them back up. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. We are out of executive session, and we are going to item 10, new business. 10A, term sheets for for the MLP acquisition.
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to sign the execution version of the transaction term sheet and the execution version of the Equipment Power Purchase Agreement term sheet under terms and conditions substantially the same as presented and discussed in executive session on August 29, 2018 and September 27, 2018, and that the term sheets remain confidential until signed and the parties agree to publicly disclose the transaction.
Is there any discussion? All right. We will we'll vote. All those in favor of approval of the... Okay. All those in favor of the motion to authorize the Chief Executive Officer to sign the execution version of the transaction term sheet and the execution version of the Equipment Power Purchase Agreement term sheet, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item 10B under new business, is there a motion for the IMO Day One Facilities contract?
Move that the Board of Directors authorize the CEO to approve the IMO Day One Facilities contract using the CMGC process for an amount not to exceed $800,000 for the design phase. A notice to proceed for the construction phase will not be issued until a final cost estimate is developed and subsequently approved by the Board of Directors.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor of the motion on the floor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. That's on record.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead.
I move that the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to participate with other rail belt utilities in filing for a CPCN for a transmission-only utility for the rail belt region. The business and structural organization of this entity will be substantially similar to those reflected in the Transco term sheet dated August 20, 2018, and consistent with the resolution dated September 27,
2018. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion on the motion before us? All right, hearing no discussion, I will call for the vote. All those in favor of the motion? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay, so it's you got that, Savina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. With that, let's go around the room and do director comments. Jim, I'm going to let you go first, because I know you got to go. Okay.
Hey, again, I appreciate everybody here. Thank you very much. This has been a long one, and we're all tired, and the complexities are becoming rather astonishing. We came to filter through them, and we couldn't filter through them without you guys. So thanks to them from me.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Harold?
I want to second what Jim says. I think the work that the group here has done is tremendous. I mean, I don't think we can even appreciate the amount of time and effort you guys have put into this. And you come up here, we put you on the hot seat, and everybody comes through with good answers. So thank you. I do appreciate that. I also appreciate the fact that even though we have diverse opinions on the board, I think that is a healthy thing. We won't always agree, but the fact that I do know that everybody wants the best thing for Chugach Electric. thank you for your leadership.
Thanks, Errol. Short.
Well, they both have done a good job on thanking everyone. So I'm going to pass. I have a similar comment.
Okay, and we'll go to Susan. Big challenges bring out the best in people, and it's really, I know it's really, really tough, and we're all working really, really hard, but I couldn't be with a group I'm more proud of. It's really great to be part of this team. And also to have Matt on board, I think Matt is a huge addition to the team.
Rachel? I think it's obvious that the board of directors take our job to represent the membership pretty seriously, and we are not in the trenches and not always in with all the details, so we do slow you down. We do require a bit more explanation, and I appreciate how well that the staff of Chugach and Lee really work with us to get us what we feel like we need, even in these hectic times, to do our due diligence. So I really appreciate the support that comes from the organization to be part of the board.
Mary?
We make decisions here that are going to have a long, long tail into the future. $1 billion decisions. And I think we made one here tonight that will make benefit the people of Anchorage and people of the Rail Belt for generations to come. I also am very concerned that we might make another decision that may not benefit for generations to come, and I hope we don't foul up. And I too appreciate the work of everybody here, because there is a huge amount of work that goes into it, and it's well appreciated for me.
Do you have comments?
Well, I keep saying, you know, we're not going to have long agendas like this. I take everybody's time, and I keep saying I'm going to get stuff to you more in advance, and I just have to apologize. It's just there's so much, it's moving so fast, it's just extremely difficult to do, but we'll try to do better in getting information to you in a timely manner.
Don't
you
say it. It's not
going to
happen.
And I agree with Harry, and we'll do our best work on that particular issue. And
thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, I echo everyone else's sentiments. Thank you, the staff, the inordinate amount of effort that is going into this acquisition is just it's staggering. Mind-boggling to me, and thank you for putting up with our questions and probing and sitting in the hot seats, and thank you for being here late at night, every night, and spending your weekends doing this. We appreciate it, and I echo what Harry said. I think, you know, we're making a very weighty decision for a generation to come, so thanks for putting in all the effort that you do. And with that, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are now adjourned.